KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Adair County Fair is underway in Greenfield, continuing to be underway, that is. And getting underway this hour is the Swine Show at the Mid-American Arena. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, there is a quilt show at the Varied Industries Building. 11 a.m. features the Stuffed Pet Show at the Gazebo. And at noon, the Poultry Showmanship at the west end of the Dairy Barn in Greenfield at the Adair County Fairgrounds. At 12:30, it'll be the 4-H Communications event. At 3 o'clock, the Poultry Show. At 4:30, Supreme Showman Contest. At 7 tonight, there's the Clothing Event Style Show. Also at 7, Greenfield American Legion Color Guard National Anthem, followed by the All-American Lumberjack Show at the Grandstand. You can take a look at other activities going on at the Adair County Fair in Greenfield on this July 22nd in the same story on the news page and KJAN.com. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a suspect involved in an armed robbery that took place Wednesday morning. Officers responded to the Walgreens store at 2508 West Broadway at around 3:30 a.m. The suspect entered the store with a mask on, displayed a handgun, and demanded cash from the register. He then left on foot, heading east. The man was described as being a heavy-set Hispanic, 5 feet 6 inches tall, about 275 pounds, and in his late 20s or early 30s, he was wearing a gray ball cap, white mask, black shirt, gray shorts, and white shoes. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to call Council Bluffs Police Detectives at 712-328-4728, or you can remain anonymous and still leave your tip at 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. A man from Nebraska was sentenced Tuesday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court on drug and firearms charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 35-year-old Daniel James Hake of Omaha received a sentence of 160 months in prison. His term of imprisonment is to be followed by 4 years of supervised release. According to court documents, Hake pleaded guilty to possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance and possession of a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking in February of 2021. Acting U.S. Attorney Richard Westfall of the Southern District of Iowa made the announcement on Wednesday. The Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents also all investigated that case. A West Central Iowa man died Wednesday morning when his car was struck by a train in Greene County. State Patrol says 62-year-old Marvin Lee Krieger of Coon Rapids was driving a 2015 Toyota Corolla southbound on Greene County Road P33 when he failed to stop for a westbound Union Pacific train that was approaching the crossing at P33. The train struck the car in the middle of the railroad crossing. The accident happened around 8:40 a.m. Krieger died at the scene. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office. Greene County ambulance assisted the patrol at the crash site. Well, police in Harlan on Tuesday issued a report on arrests and accidents. Most recently, on July 14th, 28-year-old Jacob Patrick Sweeney of Audubon was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The day before, 47-year-old Kenneth Leroy Finneran of Council Bluffs was arrested on an active Pottawatomie County warrant in Harlan. On July the 12th, 20-year-old Chase Isaiah Ditzler of Afton was arrested following a traffic stop. Ditzler was charged with theft in the second degree. There were two arrests in Harlan on July 7th. 20-year-old Kathleen Peterson and 37-year-old Troy Weekborg, both of Harlan, were arrested for domestic abuse assault. And on July 3rd, there were also two arrests. 24-year-old Justin Andrew Dickinson of Harlan was arrested for driving while barred. He also had an active Carroll County warrant. And 36-year-old Tiffany Ann Newcomb of Kirkman was arrested for driving while barred. Harlan police also reported five accidents, none of which resulted in any injuries. You can take a look at the two most notable accidents in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A 22-year-old man from Sioux City is accused of driving south in the northbound lanes of Interstate 29 last Friday when he caused a multiple vehicle crash. Several people suffered severe injuries. Eduardo Guerrero Sanchez ran head-on into the second vehicle, causing serious injuries to a mother and daughter. Both suffered broken bones. The crash led to a second collision where people were injured, including one who suffered from a shattered ankle. Authorities say Guerrero Sanchez had a strong odor of alcohol on his breath, didn't have a valid driver's license, and refused to cooperate with investigators. He's been charged with OWI and two counts of causing serious injury by vehicle. Iowa's share of the national opioid settlement is expected to be about $170 million. The three largest drug distribution companies and drug maker Johnson & Johnson agreed on Wednesday to the settlement worth a total of $26 billion. The four companies were accused of helping to start the country's deadly opioid epidemic. By the way, the highly addictive painkilling pills and patches were distributed. As part of the agreement, Johnson & Johnson will stop selling opioids. More news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.